feedback on last night's, yesterday's game. Where did things go pretty much to script, how you guys wanted them to go?
Well, a lot of things went really well. We were, very, very good play to highlight. Fortunate, had some good luck go our way, and just consistently good play. Overcame some things, I able to control the game. That was the most encouraging thing.
Jim, do you dissect game film less after a game like that and want to get started on a tough opponent coming in with the Giants and maybe you normally win?
I don't think any less or any more.
Have you started to look at the Giants yet?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They'll, already seeing the obvious things, the outstanding team that they are, explosive offense, very balanced, very exceptionally balanced. I mean, they do everything well offensively and defensively, the same, great up front, just all around, top team in the league.
When we talked to Greg yesterday, he noted that it was obvious early on that Alex was hot, and mm-hmm. Michael Crabtree was hot. I mean, when you see that early on, do you then start to tailor the calls to fit the hot hand, so to speak?
To great credit to Greg Roman and just that game that he called, the plan that he had for our team. I mean, we all have just tremendous confidence in Greg, and he is a shining light. He is a real superstar. and the same for Vic Fangio, Brad Seeley, this great games. For both their resumes, exceptional job by all those men. Alex definitely had a great game. Alex was a tremendous game. Playmakers, Michael Crabtree and Mario Manningham and Vernon Davis, all of our receivers, Kyle Williams, Randy Moss, just outstanding performances by those men, real shining stars on our offense. Also, Delaney Walker. There's a guy that had no catches in the game, but just does it all, Mr. Do It All. Outstanding game for him, and the one penalty that he got, was it a penalty or wasn't it? It didn't seem like it was. That's really the only thing you could say about his performance. It was outstanding. Just multiple alignment, multiple assignment, really well executed. A couple other guys, Joe Staley and Anthony Davis, had tremendous games against very good players, very good pass rushers along the front. And, really besides, one hurry by AD, and again, I thought an outstanding block by Joe Staley that was flagged, was a tremendous block on his part, so really those two exceptional games as well, and the rest of our offensive line, a great performance against a really solid unit.
On the hurry by Anthony Davis, you're talking about the one that Alex went to the ground on, hurt his hand. Any update on that? And is that a concern when your starting quarterback has a major digit on his throwing hand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very much a concern if that happens. And we'll see how it is. Alex is, you know, well documented how tough he is. I mean, he talks about it not being a big deal. So we'll see.
You've mentioned, you know, last year, talking about the coordinators. Are you surprised after the season you had and the season they had that they're back this season?
No.
Meaning that they can get a head coaching job somewhere else?
You know? Oh, I got you. Yeah, I think that's, you know, we'll take care of itself, you know, as it goes forward. But, you know, tremendous, tremendous coaches.
Jim, you've got 556 rushing yards the last two games and are averaging 6.1 yards a carry. What, I guess, has the addition of guys like Manningham and Moss helped open things up in the running game? I'm sure there are various reasons for that, but is that one of them?
Yeah, I think that goes both ways. And it, you know, helps open up the running game, as Frank noted. I mean, it's an obvious thing. Those guys are, you know, doing a great job, and then you know, the running game helps the passing game as well. But you know, that was the protection was really good. The route running was exceptional, and the throws were exceptional.
How tough is it as a quarterback to throw a pass that's not designed to be thrown the way it was, such as the ball that Alex threw to Kyle Williams?
Pretty tough, pretty exceptional. To make that kind of snap decision without the muscle memory of really practicing it on that particular play. I mean, that's something that's not the intent on that play. But, you know, Kyle made an adjustment, and then cool-headed decision by Alex, and they were both in sync and executed it flawlessly. So I think that's speaks volumes for both those guys.
Jim, what have you seen out of your pass defense that's allowing the second fewest yards in the league, and just how well they've played through 5 weeks?
Just, you know, again, for the second week in a row, I think you really say that, you know, everybody played well defensively. Nobody played bad, and everybody played good. Pass defense has been outstanding. You know, some guys to highlight would be Ahmad Brooks. You know, basically, you know, they all stopped the first two drives of the second half, but Ahmad, you know, was you know, the shining star on both those stops. Gets the big sack on the first drive, and then the second drive caused the pressure and the errant throw that Culliver intercepted. Patrick Willis had an outstanding game again, causing the turnover before half, which was a huge play for us. Alden Smith is playing really well. You know, the times that he did drop in coverage, he's doing really good. And it wasn't many, because we really only had 40 significant snaps on defense, not counting the ones at the end and when the starters were in there. And only five of those were base, where Alden was in drop situations. But the other thing about Alden is the strength he has in his hands. You know, when he's making those tackles at the ankles and the thighs, you know, with his long arms, he's able to cover a lot of ground. But the torque that he's able to generate, and the strength that he's has in his hands, I mean, those are significant hits and able to get guys on the ground with that torque and those strong hands. But you know, he's Bowman again played extremely well, and everybody in the back end played really good.
Jim, maybe neither of the teams you played is a Super Bowl contender, but to hold two NFL teams combined to 3 points in two games must mean something. I mean, that's obviously, everybody in the NFL is pretty good, and they score once in a while. Mm-hmm. What? How do you judge that? Is this fantastic defense on your club?
Yes. Talent and skill of the players, outstanding scheme, and by Vic and really good coaching by our defensive coaches, and they're playing really well together.
Jim, in terms of the personnel that you guys have now, and just the way you've been able to evolve the playbook in your second year, how different is this offense from the one that ended last season in the NFC Championship game?
Different in some ways, and similar in most of the ways. They've been consistently good with their attitude, their approach, and talent level. I think has been upgraded, and guys are playing really well, really well together. And again, I talk about just a good attitude amongst the offensive players that, whatever they can do to help the team move and score points and pick up first downs, et cetera, they're doing it, very much as a group and as a team. And to a man, and you can highlight every one of them. Delanie Walker, everything that he does for our offense, without the statistics that most people look at, or Randy Moss has been just great. A lot of people talk about the past or whatever. I mean, they've seen nothing other than a guy who just works hard and wants to contribute and practices and just says and does all the right things. Kind of like that if there was something in the past, it would be like that Etch-a-Sketch you have as a kid and you lift that piece of paper up, and but it's been nothing but great, nothing but good. Same with Alex Smith, to a man, our line, everybody.
How has Randy on the field on Sundays, what's been great about his play?
Assignment, route running, speed's been there, just to be a matter of time before you get the big catch day that everybody seems to only pin their evaluation on. But he's been excellent.
I know he's a lot of talk about how smart he is about the game of football. Does he communicate with you or some of the assistants during the game as far as what he sees out there?
Yeah, if not daily, it's weekly. And most days, Randy's got a enthusiastic suggestion for what we can do or try. And the neat thing about it is it's never a self-centered thing. It's never how to get him more balls. It's how it would help the team or help the group or the unit.
You have said before that talent is often underrated. With the talent that you have on this offense, how much flexibility does it give you and Greg to bring novel plays to this plan this year, this offensive scheme this year, and maybe you would have considered last year? How much flexibility do they give you as coaches?
Well, that's where the greatest share lies, in the talent and skill of the players. And we have a lot of guys that are proven and proving that they are they're playmakers. So it does gives you a lot of flexibility.
Getting back to Randy, he seems to be the single wide receiver a lot of times when you have your run personnel out there. Is that because defenses need to respect him and he's taking two guys away from what could be a running play?
Yeah, in some cases that's definitely been happening.
And the long play to, I forget the yardage, to Vernon Davis. I think it was 53.
Yeah.
It seemed like Randy was part and parcel to that, the success of that play too. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean it definitely can, and you know, I wouldn't say just Randy. I mean that's you know there's a lot of players that have proven that they, you know, you got to respect their presence, their ability. You know, Michael Crabtree, Mario Manningham, Kyle Williams, Randy Moss, Vernon Davis, Delanie Walker, Frank Gore, Kendall Hunter, Colin Kaepernick. It's you know, we feel very confident in all those guys making plays and doing what they're, you know, doing their assignment and doing it the best of their God-given ability every play.
Jim, it was about exactly 2 years ago that Alex Smith had the game where the fans were screaming for David Carr, and it was pretty ugly the way he was booed. Do you, you know, sometimes you had some rough years in Chicago. Can you relate to that experience he went through? Did you ever have that type of, I guess, low point in your career?
I just would say this. I mean, just can't tell you how much respect I have for him. That he is, you know, he's played so well. You know, handles himself. Does all the things that, you know, kind of look back and say, man, I wish I would have done as good a job as he has done. You know. On, off the field, and everything that he does in his approach to the game, I think it's a real, real example.
You heard of the similarities you saw in the 92 season and last year with Alex. The way he's playing, his confidence, are there any parallels to you in 1995?
He's better. He's better.
Why do you say that?
He just is. He's a better player, you know.
Couple more. Coach, how's Will Tukuwafu been progressing as a two-way player, and how's he grown as a fullback?
Well, he's carved out a real niche for himself on this ball club. Physical presence, both offensively and defensively and special teams. You know, he is a guy that, you know we can count on. He's a count-on-me guy. And you know, to be filling as many roles as he is, and you know, it's really impressive. But I think you know, first and foremost, the physical presence that he brings. He's big and strong, and athletic, big man. That's, you know, very physical. He's a big man who's fast. You know, it's been good, positive for us.
Brandon Jacobs was inactive yesterday, maybe through the whole week of practice. Why didn't he dress for that game yesterday?
Well, I think, you know, it was once we, you know, went through the whole week, you know, he's still not quite there.
Jim, when you look at your division week in and week out, NFC West teams are winning here and winning records. In your time here, how has this division gotten better? I mean, it was one of the worst a couple of years ago in the league. Now it seems to be one of the best.
As I look at the other teams, you know, winning games, you know, better football, you know, redoubled their efforts and, you know, better.
Does it help your team at all, you know, you know, keep the eye on the prize and focus, whereas last year you guys were running away with this division, and this year it seemed to be, it's going to be a tight race throughout.
Yeah, it is going to be. That help us keep us out. You know, we got to. It's every team you play. I mean, everybody's strong. Everybody wants to, you know, play their best and. You know, yeah, it keeps us on our toes, keeps us playing strong.
Will Clark Hagans be put back on the active roster today?
Today?
Yeah.
Today or tomorrow, we'll make that decision. By 1 o'clock tomorrow.